Of the money you spend is reinvested locally, creating jobs and sustaining Salt and Light's programs that help those in need. Located at 1819 South Philo Road in Urbana, Salt and Light's grocery and thrift store is open to the whole community. A place where you can truly shop, donate, and change lives. For more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is another tax cut in the works? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump says there is.
And we're now going for a phase two.
But he didn't give details as he visited Boeing yesterday in St. Louis. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Under phase two of the tax cut plan, possible revisions include making individual tax cuts permanent, like the reduction in the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway on Fox and Friends, said the president is committed to reducing taxes further.
This is a president who wants to continue with the prosperity and the security that he's already brought to America.
Democrats have repeatedly criticized the tax law as a giveaway to corporations and wealthy individuals at the expense of the middle class. Dave?
John, the Washington Post reports that a Missouri fundraiser, the president admitted last night that in a meeting with Canada's prime minister, he made something up, telling Justin Trudeau the U.S. has a trade deficit with Canada. Trudeau disputed that. At the same private event, President Trump reportedly said Connor Lamb won a special congressional election in Pennsylvania, being like Trump, acting like a Republican.
The four counties in the Pittsburgh area district have reported about 500 uncounted provisional, military, and overseas ballots, which they have 7 days to count. It's a race where Lamb has an edge of about 627 votes over Republican Rick Saccone.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, Republicans had held that now vacant House seat. In the House, a near unanimous vote approved a school safety bill hours after protests in D.C. and all over the country. Thousands of students walked out of school demanding stricter gun laws after the Florida massacre. But the House bill focuses on giving money to schools for security and threat assessment. It's a sad day for all those Toys R Us kids who didn't want to grow up. All the stores will be closing.
It's kind of upsetting.
We have a lot of kids out there. They need that store.
The bankrupt retailers filed for court approval to liquidate with going out of business sales at more than 700 locations across America. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
It's now been 7 years that the civil war has raged in Syria, and today the biggest exodus of civilians fleeing a rebel-held area that's been under assault from Russian-backed Syrian government forces for weeks. Some walked, others were in trucks or on tractors crossing over to Syrian government-controlled territory near Damascus. Joint statements just out that the U.S., the U.K., and the French and German leaders all agree Russia was behind the nerve agent attack on a former spy, and Britain is warning its citizens in Russia to be careful.
They may face anti-British sentiment. This amid tensions between the UK and Russia after Britain said a former Russian spy was poisoned with a nerve agent in an English city. The UK's Foreign Office saying Britain's travelling to Russia should remain vigilant and avoid commenting publicly on politics. British Prime Minister Theresa May has expelled 23 Russian diplomats, blaming their government for the attack. Russia denies any involvement. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
All week at this time, we've been focused on the $1.4 trillion in student loan debt that some 40 million Americans are trying to pay off. Some are struggling, talking about unfair lenders and collectors. Today, a Democratic congressman's plan to help.
A court will help you get rid of debt if you default on your mortgage or car loan, but not a student loan.
We have a bankruptcy process in this country. It's designed to allow people to get a fresh start. Why penalize student debt relative to any other debt?
Maryland Congressman John Delaney wants to fix that, but some argue if bankruptcy is allowed for student loans, everybody will sign up to avoid repayment.
But again, that's a real big myth. No one wants to go into bankruptcy.
Congressman Delaney has a bill that would restore bankruptcy protections to the student loan debtors. It needs more votes to be approved, so maybe student loan borrowers won't be forever in debt. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, on Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Plenty of sunshine, Stevie J. Today's high at 52, down to around 26 this evening with a star-filled sky. We've got a high of 44 tomorrow with sunshine, then more clouds. 30% chance of rain late afternoon. Bumps up to an 80% shot at showers Friday night, low 33. 30% chance of rain coming into Saturday's forecast, then partly cloudy, high 46, low 29, 54 with sunshine on Sunday. Right now we're at 34 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, the NCAA tips off at 11. There are 16 games today, 16 games tomorrow.
Wow.
It goes from 11 till midnight. So there are people, probably men, 18 to 34, that are taking the day off.
Yes.
And they've got their brackets, and there are $10 billion, I think, on this tournament now with wagers. All kinds of pools everywhere.
Some folks opt to be extra productive at work and just memorize how to minimize the screen so they can watch and work and all of that.
I have filled my brackets out. It is so milk toast. There's nothing here. Nothing at all. I did pick, and I'm the kind of guy you'd listen to because I really haven't been tracking it, and those generally do better. The guys that are experts have no clue because they've just watched too much. My final four is Virginia taking on North Carolina. That's a yawner. And then Villanova playing Michigan State in the other game in the final four. That's kind of a yawner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Virginia playing Villanova, and I've got Villanova winning the national title. That is so boring. It's just like...
I think I'm going to have Gonzaga winning it.
That's a four seed.
And they'll probably be taking on Duke. I like the name Duke.
Well, it's a good dog name, too. It's a really good dog name. All right, so anyway, it starts at 11. There's a bunch of interest in it. Not as much around Champaign-Urbana because of the Illini. Brad Underwood will be in the studio today, tomorrow, doing all the TNT.
Yes, I saw that.
True TV and TBS and all the different channels. There's four different channels carrying basketball. They split the screen. You can pick whatever game you want to watch. It's just really a nice time of year and really fun if Illinois is involved. But since Illinois is not involved, I've been kind of a rah-rah. But I definitely filled out a bracket just to play because I'm trying to work on how to be a better sport at stuff.
Okay, good.
So I filled it out to participate. I'll probably go online and throw it at some sort of a major pool just in case. And then if it's all right, I win $1 bazillion or something. Those are the kind of pools where you don't miss any.
Right.
But that's near impossible.
Right.
Okay, we're going to talk to Erica Harold coming up. Experienced, effective. I don't put yard signs in my yard. I never have in my life. I would put one in for her. And I've told people, and I will tell it on radio, if you don't elect Erica Harold, we all need to move to Missouri or somewhere. Because it's just, this is as good a candidate because of the integrity factor that is so important in my life that I put integrity at the top of the, you can't find people like her that want to run. They won't do it. And for whatever reason, she's doing this. And so you've got to take advantage, Illinois. And I trust they will. She's got the backing of just about every Republican in the world around here. And there's, you know, a few outliers. But, you know, she'll get through this primary March 20, which is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what the Democrats put up. Pat Quinn? Really? Wasn't he with Rod Blagojevich? Are we going back there? Oh, my.
Yeah, there's that.
No, come on, man. Really?
I'm one of eight on the Democratic side.
Eight people, so like 11 will win. You'll get 11 and you win. 11 votes.
Because it'll be so split.
I see.
Okay, anyway, we'll see. But Erica will be up here in just a few minutes. John Decker live at the White House for just a moment. Stand by. That's next.
Hi, I'm Dan Calkins, a small business owner, a veteran, and conservative Republican candidate for the Illinois House. We need someone in Springfield who will confront the career politicians who are attacking our Second Amendment rights, taking better care of illegal aliens and criminals than our disabled and elderly, and taxing us out of Illinois. I'll stand up for our conservative principles and can't be bought by special interest groups. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, on March 20th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For a limited time, Lands is offering special financing for 6 years or up to $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice, with approved credit on any qualifying train system. So call Lands at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
Hi, this is Dee Brown, here to tell you why I love Salad Meister. Because it's a convenient way to eat healthy on a budget. But the best part is, it tastes so good. And you forget it's good for you.
Salad Meister, now open in Champaign. Stop by today for a fresh salad or wrap.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 8:11,
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker.
Ladies and gentlemen, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is John Decker. How are you?
Hey, I am well. How's it going, Stevie? Good to speak with you this morning.
Live from the White House, John Decker, ace radio news star. Erica Harold is running for attorney general in the state of Illinois. Former Miss America, she's an attorney currently. She's Harvard Law. She could very well win this and go on and be governor and president someday. John, this is Erica. Say hi to Erica.
Good morning.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm great.
Very nice
how are
to
you?
Meet you.
You as
I'm
well.
Doing excellent. Good luck in your run.
Thank you so much.
She's like the gift. I mean, there's a Rock Island paper, John, that said the things I just said about her. It's hard to get anybody with integrity running this thing.
Uh-huh.
And the people that do don't want to do it. And the paper said, rarely, if ever, do Illinois voters of either party encounter a statewide candidate quite like Erica Harold. The GOP attorney general candidate's qualifications, ideas, plans, and life experiences make her the kind of standard bearer both her party and our state are often lacking.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway.
Well, that's great. You know, a really good friend of mine used to serve as the attorney general for the state of Nebraska, John Bruning. And he's a great person, and, of course, other people who have held that position of attorney general for their states have gone on to great things, including the former attorney general for the state of Oklahoma, who's the EPA administrator, who's being mentioned, by the way, as being the next attorney general of the United States.
Oh,
so we'll see what happens there. Yes.
John Decker, live at the White House. President Trump went to Missouri. How'd it go?
It went well. You know, he was visiting a Boeing plant in St. Louis, the president touting the U.S. economy, unemployment rate at record lows, the stock market continuing to do well under the president's watch, and the president talking or alluding to the idea that he's going to have another round or wants to have another round of tax cuts. Phase two is what he calls it. So that's what the president is calling on the House Ways and Means Chairman to do, to push through that kind of legislation. We'll have to see whether that happens, though, before the midterm elections.
What is your take on the whole, they're trying to get that Stormy Daniels story? I mean, it just doesn't have, what's the future of that?
You know, I don't know. You know, there's a sort of drip quality to the story in the sense that we learn new information almost on a daily basis. And what we learned in the course of the past 24 hours is that a lawyer for the Trump Organization was involved in the arbitration between Stormy Daniels and the lawyer with whom she had this non-disclosure agreement. So this is the first indication that it wasn't just perhaps a private matter. This was a matter which even involved the president's company.
Okay. Okay, so we got what on the table? We're never going to see DACA again, right? Ever?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I think that for both Republicans and Democrats, they're breathing a sigh of relief that the courts are sort of putting it on hold for now. But ultimately, you know, that's why we pay our representatives to represent us here in Washington, is so they get something done.
Yeah.
And I think that no matter where you stand on this issue, you want to see something done in terms of immigration, whether it's the DACA recipients or whether it's building that wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. You want something done on immigration. The president's put a deal on the table. And as you know, Stevie, the president has not had much luck in terms of getting the Democrats to agree to this deal.
Okay, finally, were you taken aback by the Rex Tillerson, or at least how it happened?
I was. You know, we learned the news, as does everybody else, at least confirmation coming on Twitter. I was outside as the president departed from the White House residence, walked across the South Lawn to Marine One, and before he boarded Marine One, he took some questions from us regarding his decision to replace Rex Tillerson. You know, they didn't get along well, you know, both professionally and personally in terms of policy. And also, you know, I think their personalities just didn't mesh well. And the president feels more comfortable with Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, who, if confirmed, will be the next Secretary of State.
You're the man, John. Always a pleasure. Thank you for your time from the White House.
Absolutely, Stevie. Thanks a lot, Erica. Good luck to you and your race. And
Thank you.
The race? Is it November?
March 20th is the primary.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you have a contested primary?
Yeah, yes. But she's going to get out of that thing, I think, yeah. So that, then off to the general. And again, this is like nonstop. I mean, it's just nonstop.
Then the real action begins.
Yeah, yes. And it really
That's
goes.
That's right. Well, as Stevie will tell you, I'm the only lawyer in the White House press corps.
Boom.
So we're one lawyer speaking to another. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, John Decker. We'll call you next week.
Bye.
Thank you. 8:16, John Decker live at the White House. All right,
thanks.
So... this whole attorney general, I mean, why? Why are you doing this?
I decided to run for attorney general because I thought our state needed someone who would exercise independent judgment, who would make the office less partisan, and would focus on public corruption. I think public corruption is something that has gone unchecked for many years, and it's the sort of thing that not only has economic consequences for us, but it also undermines people's respect for the rule of law.
A lot of the stuff people grumble about, for good reason, is that, you know, if you're in the kitchen and you're trying to bake something as a new chef, the other chefs out there are cheating. How do you do it when it's in your own kitchen and you got problems within, because everybody kind of likes their deal and how this works, and you're going to go in and kind of mess up their hair?
I'm going to go in and hold both parties accountable, because this is not about partisanship or using the office to score political points. It's about making sure that both parties understand they have to follow the rule of law. They have to comply with Open Meetings Act and the Freedom of Information Act, because that's a first line in us being able to prevent corruption. But it's really about both parties giving honest services to the citizens of this state.
Can an attorney general in the state of Illinois have a special investigation or... for cause, have more information, appoint people like Robert Mueller? I mean, can you do that in a state?
You wouldn't necessarily appoint people, but there are certain statutes under Illinois law where you have the ability, if you see evidence of misconduct, to conduct an investigation. The other thing, though, is that the General Assembly needs to give the Attorney General's office additional investigative tools, such as the ability to convene a statewide grand jury, to issue subpoenas, because the bully pulpit that you have as Attorney General is only as effective as the tools that you have to enforce the law.
And you need more tools?
The office absolutely needs more tools.
Will they get more tools?
The General Assembly has to do the right thing, but there's still, even if the General Assembly gives no additional tools, there's still power that the Attorney General has to be able to hold people accountable.
Why do you think Illinois has been in this situation for so long, where we keep electing the same people and the results seem to be getting worse? As a body, we haven't been very good for 40 years. I mean, did Jim Edgar, late 90s, not bad. He and Mike Madigan kind of got together, thought they did some nice things. But boy, it's been a problem.
We've had some rough patches of government here in Illinois. I think part of the problem is there's a culture of accepting things like conflicts of interest, and our standards are pretty low in terms of what we expect from our public officials. We also don't have term limits, and so it's people become entrenched in power, and it becomes increasingly difficult to move people out and get new ideas. And the political culture tends to be sort of negative. So lots of people are hesitant to put themselves and their families in that arena.
Well, again, the establishment probably won't like you from the standpoint of, huh, she's changing the deal here. She's not afraid to look into corruption. And we don't do that very much.
It is about making people feel that entrenched interests are no longer protected and that they have to do things by the books. And people need to have this sense that they're accountable to someone. For too often, people just feel that as long as they're in there and they're surrounded by their people, that they have nothing to worry about. But that actually robs all of us of the good government to which we're entitled.
What do you think of sanctuary cities and things like that?
I think as Attorney General, I just have to enforce the laws of our state. And enforcing the law is the most important thing with this job, because we've sort of gotten away for respect for the rule of law. So I've made it clear, regardless of the law, Illinois law that's on the book, I will enforce it, because that's the job that I'm seeking. There are lots of things that the General Assembly needs to do to address bad laws that exist in our state. But as it relates to me, I won't put my personal preferences into law enforcement, because I think that's what it means to uphold the rule of law and to respect the separation of powers.
All right, so what the law says, what you're going to do, whatever it states in the Constitution
Absolutely.
Of Illinois and all these other things.
That is what I will do. And there are some people who don't like that, because they think if you disagree with the law that you should disregard it. But we've had too many politicians decide to ignore things because of their own personal preferences. And we are a state and a nation of laws, and we need to abide by them.
All right. So biggest challenge for you. I mean, you got Tuesday, and then on from Tuesday, you're out. The schedule is, people don't understand. It's not just to be working every day, but it's to be really on your game every day, because recorders are going. Everybody's got you on camera. Everybody's got a camera.
Everyone's a personal paparazzi at this point in time.
When do you take your shoes off, put your feet up? I mean, can you do?
Not if you're running statewide.
Okay.
Tomorrow, for example, I have 5 different events. And I think the only days I've really had off, I had a couple of days off around the holidays, and I had a couple of days off in November when I had the flu. And it's sad when you have to be excited for the flu.
Because you get a rest.
Your day off.
Your body says enough. Well, listen, I'm obviously a big fan of you because of what you stand for, the integrity you carry. Usually, people of this high standing in my eyes don't run, because they don't. Most people say, oh, I don't want to mess with it. I would never get him. You felt that calling for a long, long time.
I did. In our family, we've always been raised to try to make a difference where we thought there was an opportunity. And I thought there was a unique opportunity with the Attorney General's platform to be able to make a difference.
Yeah.
Because this is an office where, in addition to corruption, you have the ability to protect people's interests. Things like consumer protection, identity theft, protecting students, protecting people within the workplace. I also have priorities as it relates to the opioid epidemic, criminal justice reform. So if you're a lawyer who wants to make a difference, and wants to make a difference in a state where there seems to be a lot of dysfunction, you don't get a more powerful platform than this office.
All right. How do people find you, want to support you? Where's your website? All of that.
My website is ericaharrell.com, and that's Erica with a K. And you can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And I just want to say how people in this community have been so supportive.
Yeah.
Because it's towards the end of a campaign where people make things up and they say things that just aren't true. And the number of people who reach out to me and say, I heard that ad and I just know it's not true.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me, because you want to count on the people in your hometown to have your back.
We've never had an attorney general from Urbana, ever. So you'll be the first.
That would be fantastic. It'd be a great honor.
Erica Harrell, thank you.
Great
to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Erica Harrell on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Champaign County. You have a choice on March 20th, and if you choose Alan Jones for sheriff, you choose experience, leadership, and solutions. That's why the News Gazette endorses Alan Jones.
Growing up, I never wanted to be anything but a police officer. That's what my dad did. It was in my blood. But I didn't want to be a cop for the glory of solving crimes or being a hero like on all the TV shows. I wanted to help people. And now, after spending nearly 30 years working my way up from corrections officer all the way to the chief deputy of the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, I'm not done trying to help people and make their lives better. That's why I'm asking for your vote for Champaign County Sheriff. We'll battle the opioid addiction in our rural communities and gun violence in parts of Champaign-Urbana. And I'll work with the Republicans and Democrats to find a solution for our crumbling downtown county jail. As a boy, I dreamed of being a cop. Becoming Champaign County Sheriff would be the honor of my career. I'm asking for your support on March 20th.
Vote Alan Jones for Champaign County Sheriff. He has the experience and solutions to make us proud. Paid for by Citizens for Alan E. Jones.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The mayor of the city of Champaign, Deb Frank Finan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. We just chatted with Erica Harold, and there have been a few statewide negative ads about her, which I just almost jumped through the radio. I think it's ridiculous.
So I heard the first, well, I don't know if it was the first one. I heard my first one yesterday, and oh my gosh, the things they were accusing her of, you know, and to have that running in her home community where we all know her personally, you know. So, I mean, maybe you get away with trying to say stupid things about her in Chicago area, but do they really think that anybody in Champaign-Urbana is going to fall for
that? No, not at all.
Ridiculous.
It really is, and we all kind of get defensive because we know the truth. She's got an unbelievable integrity, and doggone it, she's really smart.
Well, right. I mean, she's a Harvard law grad.
Yeah,
well,
I was
going to
do
I'm
that, but
lawyer,
I got busy.
So.
I tried out for baseball. I got busy.
Anyway. Right.
All right, Deb Frank Finan, I'm kind of a South Campus guy. I'm sorry. I don't really want the hockey thing downtown. How do you feel?
Well, so it's a hard thing to say. I mean, what I keep telling people, which is exactly true, is that we are blessed in Champaign that we've got two developers who want to develop in Champaign. They want to invest their time and talent and money, and, you know, so yay.
Yeah, right. That's good.
I'm excited about hockey, and, you know, I think it will be transformative for downtown. So I am excited that, you know, the university ultimately had to make the decision. It was not the city's decision. And, you know, we're going to try to find ways to help support the project and to make sure it happens. And, you know, I think it's going to be great for our downtown.
I think it was recommended, but I don't think any decision has been made as far as I know. And I guess that one concern would be, would I have to pay for parking? Is that going to be a city expense, I wonder? I don't know if that's been finalized at all.
But. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. But I guess what I would say is that, I mean, you pay for parking downtown now. I know people don't love it, but downtown is an urban area. We're kind of all small town. I want to drive and park in my surface parking lot next to the building I want to go to. But the reality is, as space becomes more of a premium, whether it's, you know, a conference center and hockey or it's something else, we have to get used to the idea that we're going to have some decks and there's going to be a cost to park, and you might have to walk a couple steps to get where you need to go. And I think our community is adjusting to that. When you see things like Friday Night Live during the summer and, you know, people park in the lots and they, you know, walk to where they want to be, we're getting used to it.
I would be more of a develop more apartments and condos downtown than I would the ice arena, but we'll see what happens. It's a sport that I think will thrive here. There are a lot of Blackhawk people on campus, mm-hmm. and I think hockey would totally take off. So
I'm really excited about hockey, and as I said, either location. I mean, having developers who want to develop and D1 hockey for the University of Illinois is amazing. You know, something that was in that study, which hasn't gotten a lot of airplay, is that we're like sixth in the nation for hockey players going to college.
Wow.
So the state of Illinois is producing a bunch of hockey players, and we ought to have them at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, and I think we'd be very good. Yeah, the club team's really good. Just lost, I think, a national championship game. But, yeah, no, they're good. Okay, so what's the empty lot and CU Habitat? What's up with that?
Well, so I think we're now going to start doing it annually, but we kind of do it prior to this most recent study session. We do it when we've accumulated lots, and the city gets lots for all sorts of different reasons. Imagine if there's a property maintenance complaint and then we go in and clean it up and we put liens on the property and the owner never pays and we eventually foreclose, or we've got to take a dilapidated building down, those kinds of things. Well, we end up with lots all over town. And we had an open RFP process. People could submit bids. Habitat submitted $500 a lot for five lots where they've got homeowners identified. So our study session recommendation to council was to go ahead and do that, which will mean that those cleared lots will turn into Habitat homes for
nice.
New homeowners.
That's
which
wonderful.
Is really
wonderful.
Exciting.
Deb Frank Finan, Champaign Mayor, it is always a pleasure. I really appreciate our monthly visits. It's great to catch up with you. Keep up your fine work, Mayor.
Thank you very much. I'll
you
see
betcha.
You soon.
You betcha. Deb Frank Finan.
Uh-huh.
831. Weldon Long is speaking tomorrow night at the Lifeline Connect Banquet. They're raising
yes.
money to try and get more housing.
He's the author of The Upside of Fear and the Power of Consistency.
This guy can go now. If you ever have seen him do a keynote, he can go. He's a big-time speaker. He's going to be there tomorrow night. We'll catch up with him next, ESPN 93.5 at 8:32.
I'm John Rector. I've lived my entire life in Champaign County, and I've served in leadership roles in many business and volunteer groups. My parents were role models for me on how to give back to our community. I'm proud to say that my three sons, like my wife and I, have also served. I'm running for Champaign County Clerk to lead one more organization. Like the last two clerks, I haven't worked in the office. And like the last two clerks, I have a vision for the office that serves the people. I want to enhance the integrity of our elections as Democrats in Springfield reduce accountability. I want to protect the privacy of your personal information from political campaigns. More than anything, I want to engage new voters in elections. We've produced a number of videos to do just that. Find them at johnrector.com. Across the country, it seems like people are becoming disenchanted with government. As county clerk, I want to do what I've done with so many organizations. Reach new people with a positive message about how they can make a difference.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Plenty of sunshine this morning. Today's high 52, 26 our low tonight. Sunshine as we come into tomorrow's forecast with a high 43, but then a chance of rain late in the afternoon and into the evening with a low 33. On Saturday, a 30% chance of showers for St. Patrick's Day. High 47, low 27, up to 54 with sunshine on Sunday. We're currently at 36. ESPN 93.5.
He's coming to town. He'll be speaking at Lifeline Connect's banquet to raise money. That'll be tomorrow night in Champaign-Urbana. Weldon Long from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. So great to join you this morning.
Great to have you on. I mean, you're one of those guys that you read the story and you go, really? I mean, you had serious drug and stuff, and you were in prison 13 years, and now you're this? I mean, you're inspiring people. You're a heck of a keynote guy. I looked at you online. I'm going, man, Weldon, you got it going on.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. I certainly was a glutton for punishment, and I nearly destroyed myself spiritually, physically, and emotionally over a 25-year period of homelessness, drug addiction, as you mentioned, 13 years in prison. And really, my life is a testimony of what can happen with some faith and some focus and some hard work.
But did you, in fact, they say you always have to hit rock bottom. Do you remember when that was?
No, for me, it was crystal clear. It was June 10th of 1996. At the time, I was 32 years old. This was 21 years ago. I was 32 years old. I was in prison for the third time and just beginning a seven-year prison sentence in federal prison. And on June 10th, I got a message from one of the guards to call home, and I did, and I learned that my father had died unexpectedly at just 59 years old. And the moment that my father died, I realized that he went to his grave with me in prison again. At the time, I had a three-year-old son that I had fathered earlier out on parole, and so I kind of saw myself between these generations, my father on one hand, who I had completely disappointed, and a three-year-old son that I had abandoned. And I decided on that day I was going to make a change. It took a long time. I had 7 years left to serve in prison. But that was the day I decided I was going to change my life.
But you had temptations. I mean, you had moments when maybe it wasn't going to be like you wanted. I mean, how do you get through that?
Well, you know, I write a lot about this in my books. My first book was a book called The Upside of Fear. My second book, The Power of Consistency. And really, it's about, in layman's terms, I guess, rewiring the brain. You know, you think about we have these neural pathways that kind of carve our habits and our routines, and obviously, over those 25 years, I had carved a pretty negative, destructive path of habits and thoughts and expectations and not a very sound set of values. And as I began to read and study on this journey, I realized it was a very simple process, really, to change the course of our thoughts. You know, Emerson said we become what we think about all day long.
Yep.
I began to realize this, and I began to change the course of my thoughts and creating new plans for my life and through a process of prayer and focus and meditation. Eventually changed my brain to have a new set of expectations. And 7 years later, I walked out of prison, and within a few short years, my life had completely changed.
Yeah, but everybody said, yeah, that's what you said last time, Weldon. We don't believe you. You said you're going to change last time.
You know, that's a really great point, Steve. I was just having this conversation. I was actually down speaking in a prison last Friday here in Colorado, and they have developed a program around my books. And one of the guys made that very point. He said, what do you do? I'm trying to make these changes, and my family, you know, they've all heard it before. And I said, well, they have heard it before, just like my family and friends heard it for years and years and years. And I remember a couple of years after my father died, and I felt like I was really on a path of changing my life, I remember being frustrated that nobody really believed it. They didn't want to hear it. And one day I was reading a book by Norman Vincent Peale, and in that book he said that there's only two things that can vindicate us, and that's God and time. Mm-hmm. And so I just needed to be patient and let time demonstrate to people that I was serious. And here we are, you know, two decades later, and of course, the proof is in the pudding. But you're right. People sometimes expect too much from people Once they've been disappointed, people, it takes a long time for them to come back around.
It wouldn't have worked without God, without the Lord Jesus, right? I mean, you wouldn't have that strength and power without that. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. In fact, I often joke with people that my very best work got me in that situation. And, you know, Einstein said that the thinking that creates your problems is not the same thinking that's going to fix your problems. And so I had to rely on a new set of thinking, a new source of energy, a new source of faith. And that's exactly what happened. I remember just a couple weeks after my father died, I was in my cell. I was crying like a little boy. I was 32 years old and crying like a little kid. And at the time, ironically, I was somewhat, I don't know if I would say agnostic or atheist, but I didn't really believe in anything. And I remember thinking to myself one day at the time, of course, I didn't think about it as praying because I didn't pray at those days. And I began to think, and I just closed my eyes and I said to myself, or to God at the time, just to myself, however, that listen, I'm probably the least deserving person on the planet, but I can't deal with this anymore. I can't deal with this pain. I can't deal with this destructive path I've been on. And if there's anything out there that could give me some help, anyone out there that could give me some help, just, you know, I'm begging. And I'm telling you, I was bawling, crying when I was thinking these things. And suddenly, Steve, kind of what I described as warm water, like someone splashed on me. I could feel it physically. And it lasted for maybe 7 or 8 seconds. And at the end of that, I stopped crying, and I knew that my life was going to be better one day if I did the work. And so it was absolutely a God thing. It was a spiritual thing and a faith thing that saved my life.
Amazing. And you know how happy your dad would be, right?
Yeah, people tell me that all the time. My mother is still alive. She's 81 years old now, and so she's been able to see this side of my life. And people tell me that all the time, that that my dad would be very, very proud of it. Makes me very, very happy.
You know, though, it tells us all that regardless of where anybody is or has been, there is hope. But it's through what Lifeline Connect's doing with faith-based, and having that strength that is just sometimes too much for us. And you've shown it that it can happen. You're at the very lowest of lowest. I mean, you're in prison. You've disappointed your dad. He dies. I mean, how bad can it get? And look what you're doing now. You're touching lives everywhere, Walden. It's a remarkable life you're living, and you've done this turnaround with the help of God, but you've done it, and you're touching lives. It's exciting.
You know, I appreciate that. The first book I picked up on this journey after my father died was a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in that book, Dr. Covey wrote about the fact that we could live out of our imaginations and not our past. And if we did live out of our imaginations and focus on ourselves and fixing ourselves, that over time our, you know, circle of influence would grow. And over the last 21 years, I've seen that happen so many times. The Power of Consistency, my second book, was recently published in Israel. The Upside of Fear was released in South Korea. And every time that happens, I always think about, wow, you know, it's just the message goes on. I told you about the program in the prison system they're teaching. There's a high school in Texas that's teaching a program around my books to high school seniors, and it's really mind-boggling. When I was contacted by Lifeline Connect about this opportunity, you know, one of the things guys have to have is they have to have some hope. And this program, this facility that they're trying to raise the money to build, it gives people hope. And there's a company out there you may or may not be familiar with, Lands Heating and Cooling, and they're pulling people out of those facilities and giving them jobs. They're giving them opportunities, you know. That's what guys need, hope and a chance. People always talk about my redemption and my recovery. And listen, no man's an island. I certainly didn't do it by myself. I had a lot of help. And that's the help that this organization is providing to men who are in very desperate situations, but at the same time, they're willing to do the hard work if they could just get a hand up.
The only job I wouldn't want is Linda trying to keep up with you, man. I can't imagine your schedule. That's nuts. Listen, it's nuts. You're out all the time, aren't you? I mean, you're everywhere.
Yeah, I'm be careful what you wish for type of thing. I'm traveling right now about 50,000 miles a year.
Wow.
Just this week I was in San Antonio, I was in Houston, I was back in Denver for an event for FedEx, and I'm leaving today to come out and see you guys
awesome.
For a couple of days. So
excited.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
and looks like you'll be back in mid-April with a recovery conference, Apostolic Life, working with them. Is that right, Weldon?
You know, you would have to check with Linda.
Exactly.
That's so funny. I know, AK. You're one of those guys where I'd say, quick, where are you? And you wouldn't have a clue.
Now,
I actually have that experience where sometimes I wake up in a hotel and it takes just a few seconds to figure out where I am.
Yeah.
But I really look at my schedule about a week in advance because it's all I can handle to just look at 1 week. If I looked at the next 6 months, I probably would become overwhelmed.
Yeah. On your second book, The Power of Consistency, does that speak to a person's routine and healthy habits?
It really does, and it's, you know, one of the things I've learned in my, you know, for lack of a better word, I guess, transformation, change, whatever, is that it's not the big decisions in life that we struggle with. You know, if you're making a decision to buy a house or to get a job or to marry a person, you typically will contemplate those things, you know, and so you'll make good decisions. What I have found is trips people up is what I call seemingly inconsequential decisions. Little tiny decisions that we make every single day without ever thinking about it, like what I'm going to eat, how I'm going to treat my spouse, you know, just little things. What am I going to do with my money? How am I going to spend my money? And what I teach people in The Power of Consistency is that you have to think about what you think about before you think about it, you know, if that makes any sense. You know, rather than just getting up and hitting the ground running every day, stop and contemplate the circumstances of your life and what decisions will you make in, you know, those seemingly inconsequential decisions around the three most important things in your life, which is your income, of course, your business, your financial security, your relationships, which is your spouse, your family, your friends, your community, and your health, which is your mental, spiritual, and physical health. Let's stop and look at those things, and what are the most important priorities in each of those areas, and how can I program my subconscious mind to consistently make decisions that are consistent with the things I want? And it's those little decisions. You know, I tell people it's not the scope of your decisions. It's the consistency of the decisions.
Yeah.
Love it.
Weldon Long, you ought to go hear him. You can buy a ticket at lifelineconnect.org. Get behind this project. So great to meet you. Exciting stuff. Weldon, congratulations. Keep it going. God bless you for being on and coming to town and helping. We appreciate what you've done.
Well, God bless you both as well, and thank you so much for your time. It's been fun.
Weldon Long, you can go to Amazon, buy all the books from Colorado Springs this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning life.
LifelineConnect.org.
13 years in prison. Hit the lowest of the lows. A drug addict, an alcoholic, all kinds of issues. And he turned it around to do what he's doing, which is traveling the world, helping people, traveling to prisons, and inspiring, giving them hope. He'll be in town tomorrow night, lifelineconnect.org. If you want to get involved, we'll be back. Sports headlines next. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
It's pretty hard to be humble about our barbecue at the Humble Hog. Hi, I'm Ben Grice, the owner, inviting you to try our fresh local meats smoked on site. Enjoy brisket, pork, ribs, turkey, sausage, and our amazing burnt ends. All of our sauces and spice rubs are made in-house. Go hog wild with our daily specials. Stop by today and try a Paxton Punch. Then cross the street and visit our new restaurant, Harvest Ale House. Find us on Facebook or visit us on Market Street in beautiful downtown Paxton.
It's a familiar place you know. It's a relationship to hold on to. It's a place for families, a part of growing up, and a key to staying healthy. There are warm, friendly faces, people you trust because you know you're in good hands, because you know there's complete passion, professionalism, and heart. If it's your first time or another visit, you get the care you deserve at Illini Smiles Dental Care. Dr. Shu, Dr. Fott, and Dr. Liu and their team are ready to see you now. Illini Smiles Dental Care, 303 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Book your visit online today at IlliniSmilesDentalCare.com. That's IlliniSmilesDentalCare.com. Illini Smiles Dental Care. We love to see you smile.
Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, we had a good start yesterday to the home opener as our number 24th ranked Illini baseball team beat Milwaukee 9-6. Illinois softball won their doubleheader down at St. Charles near St. Louis, beating Missouri 5-2 and 9-6. Our Illini wrestling team is in Cleveland with the NCAA championship round going on. We've got five involved, including number one seed Isaiah Martinez. Martinez wrestling at 165. Also, Nick Hardy, Big Ten Golfer of the Week. Trending in golf right now is, how is Tiger Woods going to do this weekend? Vegas already has him winning after just doing well last weekend.
It might be a little early on that, but yeah, it's the fact that he's in it and everybody's looking. It'll
right?
help everything, TV, audience, attendance, it'll be big.
Of course, NCAA yep. brackets. Everything begins in the 11 o'clock hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Calkins, the conservative Republican candidate for the Illinois House. Illinois is heading down the wrong path. Corrupt politicians are issuing ID cards to illegal aliens who will use them to vote. They're attacking our Second Amendment rights and taxing us out of our homes. Send me to Springfield and I'll stand up to Mike Madigan and the career politicians who are destroying our state. We must stop their tax and spend gun-grabbing ways. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, on March 20th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items, from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to eight and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You can get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I'm feeling my way around this Honda, and it has enough room to seat up to eight. This must be the Honda Pilot at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Pilot for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Getting tired of the winter rut? Well, learn a new sport today at Momentum Archery. Just ask Mike Wilson. He went in and found the pro shop he trusts.
The owner, Mike Nash, he's great. His bow tech is Alex. We call him Poppy. He just spends a lot of time with you. He'll set your bow up. He'll spend endless hours with you just trying to get you good. They're just super friendly group of people. Everybody that comes in there, even the guys that are coming to shoot.
Find a place that you'll fit right in. Find Momentum Archery on Route 45 in Tolono, on Facebook, or online at Momentum.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. If you ask 100 people to finish this statement, sometimes you win. Most will finish it this way. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. We are used to either winning or losing, no in between. John Maxwell wrote a book titled Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. John encourages us to look at losing in a different way, as an opportunity for learning. We actually learn a lot more from losing than we learn from succeeding. We ought to simply adjust our outlook towards our failures by viewing them as gained experiences and opportunities for learning. The difference is subtle, but that adjustment will help us experience wonderful success. It's all perspective. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you learn. Let the learning begin. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. For more motivation, go to HabibHabib.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
What a nice day with the sunshine. Today's high 52, down to 26 this evening, 43 tomorrow for our high, starting out with sunshine. Clouds after 1, 30% chance of rain. Friday night, an 80% shot at showers. But we're staying above the freezing point at 33. 46 the high on Saturday with a 30% chance of showers. Then partly cloudy and a low 29 Saturday night. Sunshine Sunday, high 54. Right now, the temperature is at 37. ESPN 93.5.
Heck of an hour. John Decker from the White House, Erica Harold running for Attorney General, Deb Frank fighting the mayor, and Weldon Long. This has been a action-packed hour.
And you can hear it back at ESPNCU.com later on.
I might go back and listen to
me
all that.
Me too.
Be a lot of good stuff in there. Okay, Jeremy Warner coming up. He's been covering all the spring football. And we'll get the latest on that. The NCAA, go over those brackets again.
Yep.
And Diane has picked who to win?
Gonzaga, because my nephew went there.
Okay.
That was my only factor of who do I know that goes to college in these brackets.
Brad Underwood will be on TV. He's covering some of the pregame studio stuff, I think, today, tomorrow. Frank Martin, his mentor, who hired him in South Carolina, will cover Saturday, Sunday. That's what I read in the News Gazette. Virginia and Villanova in the title. Villanova winning for my bracket.
Okay.
But that's so boring, it's not even worth mentioning.
I got Villanova in the Final Four taking on Duke. Duke and Gonzaga for the championship round. Virginia also went on.
Virginia plays really good defense, and they're, you know, the number one team in this tournament right now. So they could win it all, too. Okay, we'll see what happens with the 16 games today.
Wow.
And be back tomorrow in the morning, get our weekend started. Thank you for listening. Again, lifelineconnect.org.
Yes.
If you want to learn more, want to go to, there's still seats, I believe, available if you want to get into here. Weldon Long, who you just heard a few minutes
Hilton
ago.
Hilton Garden tomorrow night, 6:30.
It'll be great. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Again, you can go to ESPNCU.com, get all the popular podcasts. Of course, we get so many. I think Jeremy's number 56 in the nation on podcasts on iTunes. Amazing. Tay and Karp as well, and our show available also for listen back. It's all on demand anymore. We'll be back tomorrow. Jeremy Warner with Austin next. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. That lush green lawnscape is a result of a reputation earned through consistent performance. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, weed reduction, disease, and insect control. Now the ease and trouble-free convenience of Spring Green's Professional Lawn Care's full program is yours at savings of 20% for new customers. It's backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com at 217-359-2111.
College campuses have a lot more phones in case there's an issue on the U of I campus.
Yes, so all of our emergency phones that we have on campus, all you got to do is push a button and it rings directly into our department.
Does it say where it's coming from?
Yes, it does. And actually, we dispatch our officers to those e-phones to check the area as well. So if you're not even able to speak to someone, we still have officers heading that way to check things out.
Could you tell me, Becky, because you're a genius, why University of Illinois students and students everywhere binge drink to the point to where they couldn't testify if they had to?
I'm not sure why they do that.
Okay. I just wondered because I don't know either. I mean, when you talk to them about crime prevention and you discuss drinking, and but yet they'll go out and with the intended goal of drinking, throwing up, and drinking some more.
Right. I don't quite understand either myself. So
head shaker, isn't it?
Right.
Detective, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do and what you've done with the Air Force and with your U of I police. We appreciate you. Becky Lauher, our law enforcement official of the month for March.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Get ready for the 2018 season. Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including three weekend series with the Cubs, interleague play against the Royals and Indians, and so much more. The promotion schedule is packed with six jersey giveaways, six bobbleheads, four hats. There's something for everyone in the 2018 season. Get your tickets today at Cardinals.com. There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
Hey, it's me, your old AC. We need to talk, man. I am out of here. Trust me, it's not going to get much better. I need to be replaced. Call the experts and get a new air conditioner that will save up to 50% on energy bills. Go ahead, do it. I'll be right here.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, save up to $4,000 on a new home comfort system. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com for expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
Come one, come all, and join us for the 11th Annual Disability Resource Expo, Reaching Out for Answers. This free event is open to the whole family and will be held on Saturday, April 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Vineyard Church, 1500 North Lincoln Avenue, just off I-74 in Urbana. Nearly 100 exhibitors will be showcasing services and supports available for people with disabilities, including health care, employment, housing, recreation, education, transportation, and support networks. This family-friendly event has a children's activity room that is open all day. A variety of live entertainment will be provided throughout the day, including young performers from the Penguin Project and Sounds of Music. The expo will also feature displays honoring local athletes with disabilities.